Welcome back. Today, I would like to think with you about a not so often used name, or should we say a word picture, about the Lord Jesus. We find this name in Song of Solomon. In chapter 2, verse 3, the Lord Jesus is compared to an apple tree. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Boys and girls, have you ever thought about the fact that the Lord Jesus is compared to an apple tree? I don't think we hear that so often, do we? Now, many learned people have thought about what kind of tree might this have been, but I think it's not so very helpful to do so, to think long and hard about it. When we look at the culture and the climate of Israel, it's probably not an apple tree as we know them today. It might have been an orange tree or an apricot tree. Whichever tree it was, this tree stands out from all the other trees our text shows. Because that's what our text pictures. You come to a forest and the only thing you see is an ordinary tree, just like the one behind me. And the only thing you see is these ordinary trees, and you see lots of them. But then suddenly your eye catches a glimpse of one special tree, an apple tree or a fruit-bearing tree. And that's what the bride in the Song of Solomon is talking about. She's praising the beauty of her beloved. In other words, this is how God's people speak about the beloved Lord Jesus. The bride, God's people, the church is saying Jesus stands out from anyone else. He is incomparable. And how true that is about the Lord Jesus. There's none like him. He is the God-man. That is, he's able to unite God and man into a loving relationship. No one else can do this. He is eternal. He existed forever with the Father. None of us can claim that. He is perfectly sinless. None of us can claim that either. We are all sinners. And grievous sinners. His blood has cleansing power. Now, our blood, our works, or even our dying, maybe even for a good cause, can't even cleanse us from sin. No, it can't. But his can. In other words, there's none like the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the first thing we need to notice here. He is incomparable. And then secondly, this verse shows that the Lord Jesus brings rest. For it says, I sat under his shadow with great delight. So on a hot sunny day, imagine in Israel, and you had many of those, what a joy it would be that you could sit under a tree that has lots of leaves. Such trees are places of rest. You can sit there and enjoy, sheltered from the hot sun. You can sit there with great delight. That's the same with the Lord Jesus. When you trust in him, you find rest for your soul. When you love him, you can sit at his feet listening to his words, drinking in those benefits that come with knowing Jesus. Sheltered from God's wrath, resting on his finished work on the cross. And there you find spiritual rest. When we trust him in, we can sit under his shadow with great delight. The question is, have I found in Jesus that rest even today for our souls? Have you come to him in faith? Are you sheltering in him daily? Do you often sit and sing joyfully under the shadow of his wings? Unfortunately, like the bride here, often God's people have to be honest and say, I sat there, past tense, but today I don't know where I may find him. Well, let me encourage you, run to him in the promises, run to the shadow, run to his word, run to him in prayer, call out to him. He invites us today to come and sit in it, under his shadow. In Matthew 11, verse 28, the Lord Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now there's one more thing here. Number three, we need to learn about Jesus as the apple tree. Not only is he incomparable, bringing rest to our soul, and a source of rest, But he's also a source of refreshment. Because this verse says, "And his fruit was sweet to my taste." And many who know a lot of facts about Jesus, they read their Bibles, they know their Bibles, they know about Jesus. Perhaps you know about him too. And so many think that they are sitting under the tree of faith. But knowing about Jesus is not the same as knowing Jesus, just as tasting an apple or an apricot or whatever kind of fruit is not the same as studying an apple, what it looks like, how many different types of apples there are, and on what kind of trees they grow, and all kinds of other things we can learn about apples. But this verse shows that those who truly love and trust in Jesus, they do know about him, but when they come through faith to sit and rest under the shadow of this tree, there's more. As they sit there, they taste of Jesus' fruit. They know how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. They enjoy the promises of God. They enjoy his word. They love to be in his presence, sitting under the tree, and are not just examining apples, but eating them, tasting them. That's what the Holy Spirit works in our hearts, spiritual refreshment. Do you know something of the sweetness of Jesus' love personally? Or do you just know how to say the right things? You know a bunch of facts about Jesus, but have you ever tasted and be filled with his love? If you do, there's no greater motivation to kill sin than that. Come, taste, and see that God is good. Look to Jesus, sit at his feet, enjoy his benefits, trust his promises, but most of all, come and taste. There's nothing better than tasting his love.